Welcome back to Wolf Mornings with Kate and Kaden on 95.1 The Wolf.
All right, it is now time for one of our favorite segments of all time.
Yes, and we only get to do it once a month.
We do. So, that's it.
Yeah.
So we take advantage of it that's when it's
right,
here, right?
That's right.
It's time for our Star Student of the Month, our Black Plumbing Star Student of the Month. And this month is Katie Rogers. She's a senior at Abilene High. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing good. It's a little early.
It is a little early. Yes, it is a little early. But we do appreciate you being here.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. We're going to talk about some of these accomplishments that you have that you sent in from your mom. She's the one that I believe nominated you. You currently have a 4.0 and are ranked 32nd out of 466.
Nice.
Yes, sir.
That's pretty sweet.
That's really sweet.
Kate, if you were in a class of 466, where would you be?
I think I was kind of in the middle.
Okay. All right.
I wasn't too low, but I
So 233.
I was kind of in the middle, man.
I got you. Yeah. So out of 466, I would have been 467. You know what I mean? Like, okay. So keep it up.
Yes.
Keep it up, Katie.
Yeah.
That's good stuff. All right. So you're involved in a few things I'm going to talk about first. You're in the marching band, jazz band, and honors band. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
What do you play?
I play the trombone, and I'm currently learning baritone.
Oh, cool.
Nice.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Oh, that is pretty sweet. Okay. You're also involved in the key club?
Yes, sir.
What's the Key Club?
So the Key Club is through the Kiwanis Club of Abilene, and it's basically just community service. So we come together every other week and do some sort of activity that counts for community service hours.
That's nice. Fun. Cool.
Wow. I do like that. Okay, cool.
And racking up community service hours is a very good thing.
It is.
When you're doing school, going to colleges and stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It says Dr. Young's Super Crew Team?
Yes. So that started my freshman year, actually. And it's this board that Dr. Young has of high school students where we kind of get to give input, and he asks us how we feel about what's going on. And this year it's been mostly about, like, how can we make school fun around COVID, and do we feel comfortable?
Wow. Oh, that's cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
That is awesome. So that is what you're doing in school, which is awesome, because that's when we get our Black Plumbing Star Student of the Month. We want someone who's taking care of business in the classroom. But we also like to see what you're doing outside the classroom. And man, oh man. Are you doing some stuff outside the classroom? This says that you work and champion special needs children with your whole heart. You told me this story. I see the story right here, but I want you to tell the listeners here, why do you have a special place in your heart for these special needs kids?
So it really all started at the end of seventh grade year. I had never really hung out with anyone with special needs, but there was a student as I was in the nursing office who came in, and he just immediately, like, wanted to know my name, wanted to get to know me. He told me his name, and it was just really a really great experience. And as I was walking away, he would not stop, like, waving and, "Hi, Katie, hi, Katie."
Mm-hmm.
And the next year, I needed a place to be, and so I asked if I could be an aide in the special ed room. And I just fell in love, and I got a community that I never even expected I would have.
Wow.
That's so cool.
Wow.
I love when we're kind of revealed in life the things that we're passionate about. And that's, I don't know, that excites me.
And at an early age, too. I mean, there's adults who still don't really know what they want. And you've already found that in high school, saying, this is the direction that I need to go.
Yeah.
Since that day, since you experienced that, how has that impacted your life? And what have you done to walk down that journey?
It's a huge impact on my life. I mean, it definitely changes the way that you think about everything. And I really got my eyes open to how much these students needed advocated for and how just set apart they are, especially in the school system. So it really changed my life because I became active in the community. I started working with Special Olympics and volunteering, and then in high school I took over a unified club where I basically get to bring together people of all abilities, and we just do fun things and teach them how to advocate not only for themselves but for others. And that's one of our big goals.
Wow.
That's awesome.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
And we were talking about this before you got here. One of the reasons this is so special is some people, they don't know how to handle kids with special needs. They're scared of them, or they just don't understand it because they're not educated on it. And so we need people like you who do not only have the knowledge but have that passion. It takes a special person to want to work with kids like this, or adults like this, as a matter of fact. And to see that again at such an early age, you know, still in high school, that's That's pretty amazing. Yep.
Right.
That's pretty amazing. You were or still are on the state board for the Texas Special Olympics?
So we actually took the year off with COVID and everything. We just didn't get started in time. And so we decided just to take the year off, especially since we won't be able to have like summer games this year.
Right.
And that's what we normally help with.
Okay.
But that's all going to be virtual this year as of right now. So.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, that is awesome. Mm-hmm. Awesome. You're doing some special stuff. You're going to be going to college where?
I'm planning on going to college at UT Arlington.
There you go. And you want to become a special ed teacher.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
I love it.
That is so sweet.
Yes.
That is so, so cool. I love it. Katie Rogers. She is our Black Plumbing Star Student of the Month from Abilene High. She is currently a senior and will take off to UT Arlington. Yeah, UT Arlington, which is just down the road. So, you know, mom and dad will be right down the road if you need some money.
Right.
That's how that works. All right. Do you have anything you'd like to add, Kate?
No, I love it. Okay. I just love when we're revealed our passions, mm-hmm. especially at a young age, because so many people, I love that you're going into college with a very defined idea of what you want and where your heart's at. And so many people are going into college not knowing,
not having,
you know,
a clue.
Just kind of like, well, I'll just take this and this and we'll see what happens. So I just love that you're on this great trajectory to be successful and to help lots of people in your future.
Thank you. It's definitely my calling.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's awesome. All right. Well, at this time, Ricardo from RGF Insurance is going to step in here and present you with your certificate.
Woohoo. Well, good morning, everyone. Well, Katie, my name is Ricardo, owner of RGF Insurance Agency, and wow. I'll start with the wow because people like you, okay, not only who think outside the box, but actually step outside the box. I was myself a young man that studied hard, but I didn't do the things that you did where actually you get involved in the community, especially at a young age and things like that. And those are the people that we need in this community, okay? Those are our future leaders. Those are going to be our future entrepreneurs. There's going to be the people that are going to make a difference. And so I just wanted to say this, okay? Especially if you're going into the teaching field for special needs and just in the teaching field, I want to say this, okay, that I have never met a businessman. I have never met a president. Well, I have never met anybody who didn't get there without a teacher. And that's the thing that you're going to be doing. You're going to be taking people places. So I'm honored to be here today as co-sponsor of the Student of the War. I just want to give you this and thank you once again. And it's an honor. And just continue to lead because many people will follow.
Thank you so much, Ricardo.
Boom, there you go. All right, Katie, you have anything you'd like to add before we get out of here?
I don't think so. Just make sure that you're inclusive and don't be afraid to say hi. They love it when you say hi, and there's nothing that you can do wrong as long as you're being kind.
Boom.
Oh, I love
there
that.
It is. There it is.
Kindness
Katie Rogers.
Wins every time.
That's right. Katie yep. Rogers. She is our Black Plumbing Star Student of the Month, a senior at Abilene High, and the recipient of a $250 college scholarship.
Yay.
Congratulations, Katie.
Thank you.
Wolf Mornings with Kate and Kaden. We'll be right back on 95.1 The Wolf.